For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
And welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's April the 29th. Hard to believe we just got a couple of days left of this month. We have a couple of guests today, too. Let's start, first of all, with Dean George Justice, who is with us from University of Missouri. And actually, we're talking about Graduate Education Week, which was 2 weeks ago.
Governor proclaims Graduate Education Week once a week during every April, and we have a number of events, not only here at MU, but at graduate schools across the state of Missouri.
Mizzou's Adventures in Education is what it was called. Right?
That's our signature keynote event, which happened on Saturday, April the 5th, if I've got the dates correct. And that is we held it in Reynolds Alumni Center, 700 elementary school-aged kids crammed into Reynolds to interact with 20 booths, about 80 or 90 graduate students who were celebrating what they do and presenting in really hands-on simplified form the kinds of research and innovations that they do as graduate students. And so it's to try to plant the seed with very young kids about what advanced education might do for the world and for themselves, and also maybe give their parents a little bit of a hint about what we do.
And the graduate students feel good about it too.
Graduate students love it. And it's actually professional development for them because there's more and more pressure on science students in particular to be able to explain to the public what they do.
So what would you say, what's the highlight when you look back over that?
Well, we have the Chancellor's Award for Outreach goes to three different booths. This year, the biggest highlight was the physics students who had wide numbers of different kinds of gimmicks that tried to bend the little kids' minds about what reality looks like. And then they explained the science behind it. And they also did things like blow up with a leaf blower a beach ball, which was kind of an amazing visual impact. And then explaining it to the kids, the students were incredibly enthusiastic and the kids loved it.
And you had two other prize winners too,
right? We did. We had some great the PhD and master students from art history and archaeology did cave paintings and let the kids crawl into this elaborate paper cave and put their hands on the wall, but also talk about why ancient civilizations may have been interested in cave painting and what that meant culturally. And then our bioinformatics PhD students and health informatics PhD students tracked the eyes of students and showed how doctors can use that kind of eye tracking, the same technology behind eye tracking, to understand patterns in the medical cases.
That's
that they
absolutely
face.
Amazing.
Amazing stuff.
It's amazing. So it's over now.
But it's over.
You look back and you say, wow, we accomplished something.
We accomplished something of getting the word out to parents, to little kids, and trying to integrate, but first get the word out about graduate education, not only at MU, but throughout the state, maybe do a little recruiting, and not of the five-year-olds, but the parents coming back for graduate
Do you feel it was very successful?
Absolutely. And we got a grant next year, and Dr. Robin Walker, who oversees the program, has a grant to do it in conjunction with our Mizzou Advantage initiatives and really focus on interdisciplinary activities of graduate students and faculty.
All right. Well, Dean George Justice, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks so much.
Pleasure
for
having you
me.
Here. And you're leaving, aren't you? You're
leaving. I am.
You're going where?
Arizona State University. I'll be Dean for Humanities at Arizona State starting on June 1st.
Well, we wish you the very best.
Thanks very much.
Okay, and good having you on. At least we had you two times on Radio Friends.
I've enjoyed it a great deal. Thank you for all you do.
My pleasure. Thank you. Now I turn to Kristen Eifert, who is with the Central Missouri Dietetic Association. Good to have you here, Kristen.
Thank you.
We're talking about eating right, right?
Right.
Which goes with good health.
It goes with good health. I wanted to focus today on just encouraging parents in their encouragement of their kids to increase their fruit and vegetable consumptions, particularly vegetables, but fruit also.
Yeah. When we talk about fruit and vegetables, why do you think that kids have such a negative attitude towards them?
Well, for vegetables in particular, some kids have a higher intolerance for bitter taste, and vegetables can have somewhat of a bitter taste. Some of it is just the way it looks. And we've become a society that is, consumes a lot of processed and prepackaged foods that do taste good. And if that's what's available to the kids, they're going to choose that.
You know, when I was growing up, my mother and father, all of our relatives, we ate so many vegetables, but not just vegetables from the garden. I remember we used to go out and pick dandelions. Have you eaten dandelions?
I've eaten dandelion greens.
Oh, dandelion green, uh-huh. Right. We would pick dandelions. And I used to think they were so bitter and they tasted so terrible. And my mother would always say, eat the dandelions because they purify your blood. Now, you hear research coming out about different types of greens that do help purify
right,
your blood.
Right.
And this was before any of that scientific research was done.
Right. Well, I've always held to the adage that if you can get your nutrients from foods rather than supplements, you're much better off, because we don't really know, you know, all the synergy that's involved in the whole food compared to just when you boil it down to the supplements. So I think we're missing a lot when we just have, you know, foods that are processed and vitamins and minerals added to them. We're missing a lot.
Right. And now whenever I see people talking about putting on weed killer on their lawn to kill the dandelions, I think, wait a minute, we grew up going out and picking those dandelions and making a nice salad out of them.
Right.
I didn't think it was a nice salad then, but I do now.
Right. Well, and I think part of our problem too is, you know, we're so far removed. Most kids are far removed from the farm and the garden. I think we're, you know, it's coming back a little bit. But I know for my own kids who didn't particularly like all vegetables when they were young, we joined a CSA at one point, Community Supported Agriculture. And one day we went out and picked sugar snap peas. And I'll never forget that day because none of them had really liked sugar snap peas up to that point. They picked them and ate them right there. And they're like, can we have more? Please, can we have more?
And there's nothing about having your own little plot of garden, even if all you have is a space for a 4x4 raised garden in your yard. It's so wonderful to do that, to watch the vegetables emerge from that little seed, that little tiny seed that you put in the ground and grow towards the sky, and then harvest it yourself and put it on the table.
Yeah.
It's such a rewarding feeling. And it does taste so much better.
It does. It does.
Okay. If people would like to have more information on eating right, they can contact the Central Missouri Dietetic Association.
Or if you want our overarching association is the Academy for Nutrition and Dietetics, and that's easily found on the internet.
Okay, give it to us again.
The Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
The Academy for Nutrition
and Dietetics. Yes.
Okay, just Google it, all that information will come up. All right, go have yourself a nice dandelion salad tonight.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Kristen. And Dean George Justice, thank you for coming by today. Let's see. Tomorrow, MU Health and Rock Ridge High School Theatrical Showcase. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Laharn. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if there's something you'd like to hear or see on the air, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.